Repeat after me. I am his child, and I am not afraid. We've got the songs to lighten your load today on Homecoming Radio.
Well, hello again.
All right.
And welcome. Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio is off and running, where the music touches your soul. And the friends gathered here, well, they're here to celebrate the best news ever delivered.
That's right, Daniel.
The gospel. Yep. So to our friends joining us now around the world, thanks for stopping by what is sure to be an amazing out-of-sight musical adventure. I'm Daniel Britt, along with a great cast of characters ready to get things started, like Buddy Green.
Yay!
Buddy's here.
Kevin Williams.
Me.
Lauren Talley.
There you go.
Gordon Motes.
I'm here.
Hi, Gordon.
Tori Tabb.
That's me.
And Bill, you know you love him, Gaither.
Wake up, Bill. Bill.
Oh, yeah.
And all of my guests today are natural at making things quake.
Gold City, the Collingsworth family.
Buddy Green, Gordon Motes.
We're going to start it off with Ivan Parker and the whole Homecoming gang. Is this a Henry Slaughter tune? What is this?
Yeah. If the Lord wasn't walking by my side, Henry wrote this back in 56.
Is that right?
56. Wow. 57.
Whatever it takes.
I love this tune.
Ivan Parker here on Homecoming Radio. Bill, what's your challenge for us today?
Make somebody happy today.
Yeah.
Each of us knows at least one person who could use just a little bit of happiness and joy in their lives.
Yeah.
This is the day. Find at least one person to bring them an extra touch of happiness today.
Somebody go find Eeyore and give him a little touch of happiness.
Do you know what comedian made the song Make Somebody Happy?
I don't know.
His signature song?
All the shots.
Oh, Jimmy Durante.
Here's a vocal band. Moses smote the water.
I love this.
Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away. Well, Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas give away. Sister, ain't you glad that you passed that sinful army? Brother, ain't you glad that the seas give away? Well, Brother Moses
Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas gave away. Well, Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas gave away. Well, Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas gave away. Well, now God called Moses from the mountain top.
Yeah.
Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas gave away. Well, he stamped his law into Moses' heart.
Yeah.
Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas gave away. Well, Brother Moses smote the water, and the children all passed over. Brother Moses smote the water, and the seas gave away.
My Red Sea parted and I walked on through. My Red Sea parted and I walked on through. My Red Sea parted and I walked on through. My Red Sea parted and I walked on through.
No more.
My Red Sea parted and I walked on through.
No more.
My Red Sea parted and I walked on through.
No more slavery.
My Red Sea parted and I walked on through.
No more time.
My Red Sea parted and I walked on through. My Red Sea parted. Red Sea parted and I walked on through.
He did it for me and he can do it for you. The Red Sea parted, you can walk on through. He did it for me and he can do it for you. The Red Sea parted, you can walk on through.
Brother Moses spoke the water and the children all passed over. Brother Moses spoke the water
and the seas gave away. Well, Brother Moses spoke the water and the children all passed over. Brother Moses spoke the water and the seas gave away. Well, Brother Moses spoke the water and the seas gave away.
Okay, as crazy as it may seem, this is the law. In Dixie, Idaho, if a lady berates her husband in public, now get this, Bill, the husband is subject to a fine.
Amen. Ah. Amen.
That's the way it works in my family,
Amen.
Too.
Amen.
In Tennessee, a husband cannot kick his wife out of bed for cold feet. I know it's loony, but it's the law.
Collingsworth family.
Yes, I'm saved by mercy and love, cleansed by the power of precious blood.
Saved by mercy and love, saved by mercy and love.
There's a home in heaven waiting for me.
Gordon and I were talking this morning about this verse in Romans says, do you show contempt for the riches of God's kindness, patience, and tolerance toward you, not knowing that his kindness is meant to lead you to repentance? Mm. And that's always stuck out to me because I think that probably kindness, as I've received it, has had more impact in changing me than anything else. Absolutely. When people showed me kindness.
Yeah.
Where is that, Romans?
Romans 2:4.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it worked on my dad. I mean, it's one of the things that converted him is when he realized that God was being kind and patient and tolerant towards him. It just broke him like nothing else.
You can be preached like to nothing. And told, you ought to do this and you should do this and your life would be better if you did this. But kindness, that's the quickest way to be Jesus to somebody.
Yeah.
Here's Michael English.
Babies are crying, people are dying. Violence is the law of the land. The world's in a shake-up. It's time to wake up. Answer to a higher command. Fighting and fussing, screaming and cursing, never solved a single thing. Let's start believing. It's time for us to make a change.
Together as brothers, or we will perish.
get my dad dressed up in a shirt and tie, and when he was about 86, 87, I said, Dad, where are you? And this is very typical of my dad. We had his mother came from a large family, about 10 or 11, and there was a gal in that family named Wilma, and I said, where are you going? And said, I'm going to Wilma, this is her last name, 60th birthday party. I said, why are you going? He said, well, the kids sent me an invitation. And secondly, I mean, having dad, because of, you know, the family's reputation and everything, was very important to them. And he knew how to calculate all that in his head. Mm-hmm. And so here he was in a white shirt and tie. Sunday afternoon, mom had died, you know, got in his car and went out there.
That's great.
I saw him later on that evening, said, how was it? He said, I'm glad I went. But I never saw anybody consistent just act out of kindness like he did. You
yeah.
know, nobody else cared. Nobody knew that he had a white shirt and tie on.
And with George, it was always a quiet kindness.
It was.
Well, and nobody was going to pat him on the back for that. Nobody was going to say, way to go, George.
I mean,
he did it because it was the right thing to do.
Boy, you see that time after time where people just do things where nobody is going to, it's not going to be on the front page of the paper. You just do it because you do it out of, that's the reason I reacted to that.
Yeah.
I
know people whose default setting is, I'm married to a guy whose default setting is, he's kindness. Yeah. He's a lot nicer than I am.
Here now is Gold City.
If you're tired of the life you're living, if you're taking more than you've been given, if your life seems a little more lonely every day, turn your back to the life you're leading. Turn your back to the voice you're heeding. Turn your eyes to the morning star who loves you for what you are. He's the only one who can show you a better way. Turn your back to the road you're walking. Turn your back to the way you're talking. Turn your back to the friends who just want to bring you down. Turn your back. Give you peace and comfort your troubled heart. Turn your back on doubt and confusion. Turn your back on your disillusion. Turn your feet toward a brand new road. Find a friend to share your load. He's the only one who can give you a brand new start.
That's Heaven's Jubilee by the Homecoming Friends. Listen to Rosanelle pounding that piano.
Oh, yeah.
Letters. Oh, we get letters. We get your letters every day.
We get some great notes from our listeners out there. Here's one. Thank you for bringing such great gospel music to our heart and home. You warm our lives and spirits with the music that matters. God bless. Keith.
This is from Shirley. She says, I listen while cooking Sunday dinner. I think you all help me cook better. My husband is disabled, so life can be a struggle sometimes. Thankfully, God and you people are faithful, and that makes life more livable. Thank you.
Christina says, our family listens every Sunday morning. We love the inspiration and especially the words of encouragement and the Bible verses you share. It helps us to go on.
We really do love getting your feedback, your response, your input on the show, and you can do that at homecomingradio.com. What a song of hope. Great song of the church. Here are Wes Hampton and the Homecoming Friends.
Blessing on mine with tears.
That's a wonderful performance.
Man. Mm-hmm.
Wow. And a great gospel classic.
Yeah. Wes Hampton.
Well, our goal today was to try to lighten your load, all the while encouraging you to repeat often, I am his child, and I am not afraid.
We've put so much at your fingertips over at homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online, download our smartphone app, see the dates, times, and places for future Gaither concerts, events, cruises, and all the happenings.
You can also check out the newly released videos. Go visit our Facebook page, too. You can leave us a note at homecomingradio.com.
We have 30 homecoming stations in the Palmetto State, South Carolina.
All right.
Congratulations and salute to WIAR, WLFJ, WJEP, WQUL, and all of our great South Carolina stations.
Salute!
We're out of time. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com, and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.